I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. A suicide bomber in Afghanistan has killed three NATO troops. Reporter Sagar Magani says U.S. soldiers are among the dead.
A senior U.S. defense official says two of the victims were American soldiers. The attack in a relatively calm northern province is the latest in a string as the spring fighting season gets going and militants have stepped up violence against international and Afghan troops.
Afghan and NATO security forces have frequently been targeted in the surge of violence as militants fight to assert their power and undermine U.S. efforts to try to build up the Afghan military and leave combat responsibly to local forces by the end of 2014. Union leaders say public service jobs cuts actually go much deeper than the over 19,000 announced in last week's budget. Layoff notices are starting to go out today to affected workers, with the Defense Department among the first to report losses. The Union of National Defense Employees says around 1,100 civilian positions are being cut across the country. But the Public Service Alliance of Canada says there are still 6,300 jobs to be eliminated as a result of the 2007 to 2010 spending reviews. NDP leader Thomas Mulcair says the government is cutting key services like food safety and transportation safety. Economic growth in Ontario was well below the national rate last year. Ontario's economy grew at a modest rate of 1.8% in 2011, which was down from 3% percent in 2010. Canada's real domestic gross product for 2011 was 2.5%. Figures released by the Ministry of Finance also show Ontario's GDP increased just 0.5% between October and December. The Commissioner of the Public Inquiry into Robert Picton case says an investigation has been launched into anonymous allegations of sexism amongst his staff. The allegations were published by the National Post newspaper, which quotes anonymous former staff members who claim they were sexually harassed. Those sources don't say who harassed them. Commissioner Wally Opal says a prominent lawyer has been hired to investigate the claims.
I'm appalled by it as well, and I made a statement this morning. We have appointed an independent investigator to examine those.
A lawyer for the families of many of Picton's victims, Cameron Ward, says his clients are very concerned about the allegations and want to ensure they are investigated thoroughly. A new report says cell phone users are doing less talking and more texting, emailing, and internet surfing on their devices, habits that are being driven by the increased use of smartphones. The Convergence Consulting Group says Rogers, Bell, and Telus have seen a 10% decline in talking since 2009. The three companies also saw a 34% increase in data revenue growth in 2011. The report says new wireless companies like Wind Mobile, Mobilicity, and Public Mobile are also benefiting as a group from more smartphone usage as our customers are also using data. That's 91X News to 204. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. Here's 91X Sports. There are four teams in action tonight in the NHL, and two teams have clinched playoff berths in the Western Conference and are set to face off in St. Louis. Blues have already clinched the Central Division, but the Wings are leading the season series 3-2. The Blues currently have one of the best home records in the league. In other action, Tampa Bay traveled to the home of the Canadiens. Lightning at the moment own the season series. Stamkos is on the verge of breaking the 60-goal plateau. He is heading in tonight's game with 58. Stamkos got the game winner in the last meeting in December. The NBA schedule is packed tonight and 12 games taking place. The Toronto Raptors look to build off a 5-point victory last game against Andre Iguodala and the Sixers. The San Antonio Spurs place their 9-game win streak on the line as they head to Boston. Other notable action on the hardwood, possibly one of the most anticipated games of the year. MVP candidate Kevin Durant and the best team in the West head to South Beach to take on two-time MVP LeBron James and the Miami Heat. Major League Baseball's North American schedule starts tonight. The Miami Marlins host the reigning World Series champ, St. Louis Cardinals. Marlins ace Josh Johnson gets the nod against journeyman pitcher Kyle Loesch. Loesch last season finished with a 14-8 record. Johnson, on the other hand, was 3-1 with a 1.64 ERA. He had an injury-plagued season with only 9 starts. That's sports. Here's John Baldrick with 91X Weather.
Tonight will be clear with a low of -2. Thursday, we're going to see some sun and a high of 9. And Friday, expect even more sun with a low of -2 and a high of 10. Right now, it's 10 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.